Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll finish talking about the tragedy in Miami. It is a story that in some ways gets worse by the moment. I also want to spend a little bit of time on this. Yesterday, an important hearing in front of the House Armed Service Committee, okay, discussing the Defense Department budget. Very relevant issue. Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, by the way, he's facing some serious allegations himself of sex with minors, and that investigation continues, and is certainly one who loves to troll people, who loves to epoxy himself to the former president, and as just one of those faces where it's begging to get a reaction. So Matt Gaetz is posing questions about critical race theory, including one to the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin. The defense secretary responded this way: "We do not teach critical race theory. We do not embrace critical race theory. And I think that's a spurious conversation. We are focused on extremist behaviors and not ideology, not people's thoughts, not people's political orientation. Behaviors is what we're focused on." He continued to push back at Gaetz, who's just trolling this, taking things, which he knows aren't true. But he's playing to the culture wars. He's playing to the base who has caught on to this when what is true and what is not at times is hyperbolic. Austin continues, "Thanks for your anecdotal input. But I would say I've gotten 10 times the amount of input, 50 times that amount of input from the other side. I've said, hey, we're glad to have the ability to have a conversation with ourselves and with our leadership, with the military, dealing with extremism. Like, we don't have enough extremism in our country. So we certainly, according to Matt Gaetz, can only have it when it fits where he stands politically." Then Gaetz posed this question, and often smirking and shaking his head, to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Mark Milley has been a part of our military, and in particular Special Forces, throughout the last 39 years. 39 years. The list of accomplishments for General Milley is remarkable. It should not depend on if your party has the presidency or not. There is a level, again, of respect and also difficult, important questions to ask. I absolutely loved this intelligent, compassion, and reasoned response to General Milley. And just remember, this entire time, Matt Gaetz is smirking and shaking his head. Can you imagine, by the way, can we just imagine if this was a Democrat smirking and shaking his head, how Gaetz would react to it, how Lindsey Graham would react to it, how Ted Cruz would react to it, how Sean Hannity would react to it. So this is the Joint Chiefs of Staff for all of us, General Milley. By the way, I think the ice cream truck is in the neighborhood. The ice cream truck is nice. In the neighborhood. Yeah, here's General Milley putting Matt Gaetz in the ice cream truck.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
Brilliant. I mean, touches on so many important issues. Points out curiosity and finding out more information, pushes back on woke. We got Ted Cruz doing that also on our military. So in other words, if you explore things, try to understand the extremism, what critical race theory means, and I know we've got a large split on it, and we look at other countries and other leaders who at times are villainous and evil and try to figure out them. We can't do that. And it's all just to make points. It's all to score points and get on Twitter and get on OAN or Fox. Adam, what did you think when you heard General Milley there?
Well, who is he talking about, the other Green Beret?
That was someone else who asked the question. So it was Gaetz earlier.
Yeah.
And then he was
responding.
Well,
then Gaetz like doubled down in a tweet and said, oh, well, with leaders like this, you wonder why we've been in more wars than we want.
Exactly.
Like, what a clown. I mean, honestly, it's, and like you said, there's just no shame anymore. It's like, that's what I don't get. It's like, okay, I can see having to do that to, like, you know, raise money or rise to the ranks. But how do you, like, sleep at night? I mean, I just don't get that. I don't get how you can just continue in your life without just being fully ashamed of yourself.
There are certain people, Dan, and there are people on the far left who I shake my head at all the time also, okay? The show doesn't hide from that either. And I am not saying, let me be crystal clear, I am not saying all Republicans, far from it. But there are certain Republicans with the military where the hypocrisy and the fraudulence is so naked, because they end up winning elections on law and order, and we stand with the military. But then when it's a Dem who's in charge, it's mock parts of the military, mock who they pick. But if that would ever happen, if it's, who could be Nikki Haley coming up, could be Ron DeSantis, could be Donald Trump again, I have no idea. If that happened, that it'd be, this person doesn't love the country, this person is a patriot, why don't you leave? We can have policy differences. You can disagree, but we're going to mock and belittle. But if somebody else does it, when your person is in charge with certain Republicans, nauseating. What do you think?
I think, you know, it's the fraudulence and hypocrisy that exists in politics all over the place. This is just a special spin and flavor of it that the Republicans like to embrace. But I think, you know, there's this bigger notion of the culture wars that they're trying to fight, and critical race theory is the latest drum that they're trying to beat and turn this term into the boogeyman for all the white folk to be scared of. And that's what Matt Gaetz is trying to do. And he doesn't care what the general's actual response is. He just wants to keep beating this drum because he thinks somehow if he becomes the poster child for the battle against critical race theory, that the rest of the stuff that's happening to him is somehow magically going to disappear. He's wrong. It won't. But the critical race theory stuff, that's going to be a discussion that's coming around. But what the brilliance of the general statement is saying not this is right or this is wrong. It's saying, no, we want to look into it. We want to study it. We want to see what's
understand
there.
Understand it.
Just understand it. And this idea, when you're trying to scare people and say, well, critical race theory means we're blaming you and your children for the sins of your ancestors. No, yeah, no, that's not right. What it is. That's not what's going on. We're trying to better understand how what happened in the past affects what's going on right now. That's it. We're studying history. And for people that have been screaming and hollering about how we're trying to erase history by changing the names of a lake or moving a statue to try and erase the actual systematic changes that happened long ago and how that affects us now, means you don't really care about history. You care about the history you specifically want to hold on to.
Exactly. Update on Miami when we finish the show. I'm here. I'm just listening to the song, Dan.
You worried me for a minute.
Come on. This is Kenny Rogers.
You're right. It is.
Adam, were you enjoying the tune?
I was, too. I was hoping you were going to talk yet.
Well, you feel that way all the time.
Thank you.
How about the Miami story? 99 people still unaccounted for. Okay, when you first heard of it, what was your first thought? Was it an infrastructure issue? It's a structure issue. It's terrorism. There is no explanation. Where did your mind go first, Dan?
Structure and terrified that, okay. How many buildings are out there where, you know, you build it and it's one of those things, you know, we build buildings and just hope that they stand the test of time. Well, what if they don't?
Yeah, that's a good point, right? But I mean, how far do the mistakes have to be for it to collapse in this manner?
Well, and that's the thing, because
how many people have to be in on the incompetence?
Because I mean,
if it is structural and it's not, you know, there's another method to what happened.
And what about the hurricane codes and all the, you know, the codes in Miami? You wouldn't think this would happen in Miami, I guess is what I'm trying to get at, that there would be such structural deficiency that this could possibly happen when the codes are such to try and resist a hurricane force winds. How in the world could this possibly just be a structural issue?
Well, and among their challenges, Adam, is they've set up points they're hearing people. But how they try to so precisely start removing the debris, and by removing the debris, Adam, individuals who are in the pockets and who knows how injured, whereby moving the debris, it doesn't potentially harm them or kill them.
Yeah, they had a guy on, I was watching one of the cable networks, guy who was involved in the 9/11 rescue, and it's like, you know, that's the thing. It's like you can go in there right away and start pulling this stuff off, but you really, you know, you have to be so delicate, and you know, God, how horrible too to be stuck in there if somebody is alive in there, and the hopelessness that they must feel.
How about the hopelessness, Dan? If number one, you're somehow alive in some manner, but you may not know if your wife, your husband, your kids, who may have been with you, and you have no idea what's happened.
Right. And you're trapped.
You have no idea if somebody can hear you.
Yeah. And you're trapped. There's nothing. There's nowhere for you to go. So you're trapped alone with that thought in your head and not knowing if you're going to survive or not. It's torture. It's horrible to even consider.
And 99 people. And we're sitting here. I mean, what are we, about 11 hours after it happened now? Somewhere in there. And, I mean, the video is everywhere. It is. Whether it's prayer or just whatever thoughts, send it to those folks who hopefully are alive right now and talented people can get them out as promptly as possible, because it is a devastating story. Linda's construction time check is 257. Any issues with your clog gutters, Linda's Construction, the way to go. Paul and Jordana are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.